be right here with us. Take just a moment.
Hi, thanks for holding. This is Tina. Is this Darren?
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you doing, sir?
Good, thank you.
Good. So what can I do for you? I understand you wanted to reinstate your account?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why they canceled.
It looks like in July, the July 21st payment, it never went through. So that's why they canceled the account, because we were having trouble processing the payment. But I can get that reinstated for you, no problem. So let me just double check here.
But why my account never show on the Google? I don't understand that.
So in the time that you were working with us, your company had been found on the first page of Google 605 times, and you had 25 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. But once the account canceled, obviously we lost the website, so we'd have to create a new one if you wanted to reinstate the account. Make sense?
The only thing I'm asking you is so why, like, when they try to find all, construction company near me, it doesn't show why it never come up like that.
Oh, well, you haven't paid us since June 21st. So Google changes the algorithms daily. It's November right now. So there's no way that you would be coming up on the first page because
no,
every...
No, when I was with you guys, that's why that happened. Why you never show up like, okay, that happened with like, oh, construction near me. Or handyman near me, it doesn't show up like when I was with you guys, so why never come up like that? Of course, right now it's not going to come up because it's crazy.
Right, okay, I misunderstood you. I thought you were asking about now. So that's what I just shared with you, Darren, that while your account was active with us, you were found on the first page of Google. Let me go back to that page and look. When people typed in construction or remodel or contractor, you were found 605 times, and you had 23 clicks to your website from the first page and 2 clicks to call you.
Why I never got a call, so that's the thing.
I think you did because Google tracked it. Maybe you weren't aware that it came from Google. You know, maybe somebody called you and you just thought, oh, yeah, I'll go out and give them an estimate or what have you, and maybe you didn't realize it was from this program, but it was. There's also some new leads on the dashboard, interestingly enough, or one new lead from October 2nd. So that's from last month. It was from a guy named Kurt Fabric. On One Clinton Path in Brookline, he said he has 1,304 square feet. Please send an estimate. So, but there's 10 leads on the dashboard total. Another one, which was after the account canceled, so I don't think you got it. It was from Stacy Stubblefield, James Smith, Arlington, Mass., that came in through the call tracking number. So there's 10 leads on the dashboard through that number that we were providing for.
But the problem is, like, I think they don't have my correct number in that page. I don't know if they...
Yeah, you used a tracking number. When you were with us, you used a tracking number. So we had a different phone number that we would forward over to your phone number. But let me ask you this, Darren. What were you calling in for right now? Because they told me that you wanted to sign back up. But if you don't want to sign back up and it's more customer service, I can have the other department call you.
Yeah, I wanna sign up. I wanna make sure that like I want to my page will be on like on the Google. I want to my page make sure it's in the Google. Making sure this time I don't wanna like I want to make sure my page is growing and you know this time I want to make sure because now the reason I don't. Calling you for more customers. I don't care about that because I have so many customers right now. They keep on calling me. They recommend me. The only thing I need, like my page, I want to like, you know, like want to be recognized. Like I want to like make sure I'm in Google. Make sure they like come in my page, see my job. Because I have a lot of customers right now. They keep calling me every day. Even I don't have page in Google, Facebook, nothing like that. They recommend me because I do the great job in this history. Okay. So I have a lot of
business
going on right now.
I have a question. When we reinstate the page for you, do you want us to promote the old tracking number of 734-7080 and have those calls forward to your number, or do you want to promote your number outright?
No, I want like I want my number. I want to my number will be there in case they need like service. Of course, I have people working with me. Of course. If they call me on my phone number, I will go take the job. For me,
no, but what I'm asking is that before when you worked with us, we had a number on your Google listing.
Keep the same.
Keep the tracking number.
I'm asking you, yeah.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
Call me. Uh-huh.
Okay.
If somebody call me, okay. They can call me. I can go check the job. Whatever they gonna like estimate, I can give estimate for them. Okay, don't change anything. Don't like try to like. Okay, I'm just trying to say I have so many people right now working with me. I'm just trying to like keep them all the time busy. I don't want to like. I don't care. No, I care about my people. I care people working with me. I just want like my page will be recognized too. Like. I want to work with you guys. So many companies calling me like, oh, we're going to do your page in the first page in Google, blah, blah.
So,
yeah,
what I can do then is I can still give you the same pricing that you had before, which was $149 month to month. And I can create a new client interview for my technician to call you, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, relinking your website and getting you set up. Now, one thing that will help on your end, Darren, is to work on getting some 5-star ratings on your Google listing. So I'll send you a review generator email that will help you with that also. And then...
Yeah, I just want to like... I would want to like my page will be the best
yes.
one. Like I want to like because I'm always busy. I want to like people come. Okay, this is the best company. This is the who I want to like see. I want to call him. Like that's what I want. Because all the people when I come do their job, like they happy all the time. Like oh, you are the best. Okay, you do this for me. Okay, that's what I want. Like they when they come to my page or. That's what I want. Like,
no problem.
You know, if I get that, then I get more customer too. For you, like, oh, see this, oh, you have to like, you know what I mean. When somebody grow, like, you have to say, oh, can you see this? These people, this grow, like, my page, you know.
Yep. Yep. So, is your email still Darren0268 at iCloud.com?
No.
Okay, what's the correct email now?
It's a Dairon, the same, like, deal, Dairon, but now I just add the N.
I'm sorry, the phone cut out. Dairon, and then N-O, what was it?
N-O-L.
N-O-L, okay.
L A
Darren, the phone is cutting in and out. I don't understand because I can hear you, but then it'll go blank and I can hear you're saying something, but I can't hear it. But can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Okay, so I don't know if you were on speaker or something, but try to keep it like this because I can hear you now. So yes. It's Dairon and then N-O-L-A?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
C-O. Nolasco.
Got it. Nolasco. Okay, Dairon Nolasco. Okay, and then at what?
The rest is the same, 0268, @iCloud.com.
Oh, you still have the iCloud. Okay. So, Dairon, and then...
Because I changed the phone number. That's why they cannot keep the same. The only thing I change is like Nolasco. That's the only thing I change.
Okay. Okay. So before we had Dairon Chavez, is it Dairon Nolasco now?
Yeah.
Okay, let me fix that. N as in Nancy, O-L-A, S as in Sam, C-O, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then did you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
What is the, like, how will, all the time when they cancel my page, I don't know why they charge me.
They didn't charge you, so you paid back in June, and after that, the July payment never went through, so they canceled the account. Because if that account didn't cancel, you would owe us a lot of money right now. You would owe us $149 for July, $149 for August, $149 for September, $149 for October, $149 for November, right? So if the account didn't cancel, there would be a lot of months of past due service that you would have to pay. So what they do is if you don't pay the account when it goes in a past due status, they'll automatically cancel it just so that it prevents those further charges from happening. So that's a good thing. I can start you out fresh today and just charge you $149, and that's for a whole month. That's for, you know, November 3rd to December 3rd. So you don't have to worry about any of those past months when the account wasn't active, okay?
So how much are you going to charge me now?
Just $149. So I'm going to reinstate your program with the same package that you had before and just charge you $149.
Okay.
And then, is it still the Norcross Terrace for the billing address, 28 Norcross Terrace, or did that change?
The same thing.
Same thing.
No, my
okay.
The point is right now, okay. When it kind of showed up, like when I tried to find my page, okay, construction near me. Why does it show my page, you know? I don't understand that. Because my other my other cousin, like, they have their page, like, okay, when they try to, like, they have the company painting, okay, painting near me, their company, they come up.
Yes.
Even if not, the first page, even, they don't, like, see on the first page, of course, but when they try to see, like, after, like, five company, when they try to slide the phone, they show their company. But when I try to find, I never saw that, so I don't know why.
Yes. So, that's the service that you pay us for, is to optimize DN Best Construction to show on the first page of the search results, okay? So when an account cancels, all of that optimization and the programming that we had done to get you on the first page for construction near me, carpentry services, different variations of your keywords. People were finding you on the first page, but once the account cancels, all of that unravels. So your Google listing is still up and running. You still have the Google page, and you still have the directories, everything that we created for you initially. All of that is still active, but we have to go back in and reactivate the account so that the technicians can do the programming to get you back on the first page under construction near me and the different keywords. Because, you know, that's not going to happen organically just by having a Google listing. That takes hundreds of hours of programming. Does that make sense? Darren, the phone cut out again. I can't hear you. Hello? Hello?
How long they take, like, for, like, to my page show up, like, when I grab construction near me or carpentry near me? How long, like, they the technician do that, like, to, like, my page show up?
Industry standard takes 90 days. However, because we're a premier partner to Google, we do it in only 30 to 45 days. So I always tell people, of course, you're going to see activity within your first month because we start programming right away. However, it's the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you.
Okay. Yes, please react to my page. I want to see my page in Google, but please tell them do their best. I don't want to, like, them, they don't care about my page. I want, like I say, I want to grow, and I want to, like, see my page, and I want, like I always say, I do my best to, like, I'm always busy. I keep my page what I want, and that's the same, they can do it, like, send me the link where, but this time I want to, you guys send me the link when my customer want to see the job, okay, they can, like, oh, react in there on my page, oh, when I send the link to them, okay, they can directly take them to my page. I want to use
for the reviews.
Yep,
exactly. I'll send you that so they can leave you some reviews. I'll send you that link for sure. And then, did you want to set this up again using a Visa, MasterCard? What works best?
I'm asking you, send me the link when I send to my cousin. They take direct to my page. They can leave, like, the view. They can say, oh, because I have a lot of customers, like, oh, they're happy, like, they want to see, you know.
Of course. Yeah, we're going to help you get that five-star rating and send you that link, but we have to reactivate the account first.
They told me last time, like, that, oh, I will send it. I already sent it. I don't know what happened with the message. I already sent the That's when I got angry. That's why I didn't, like, I just canceled, because they always tell me, oh, I already sent it. Oh, see you email, see you message. They never send to me.
It was sent to you back in March 29th of 2022, and that went through successfully. But the one that they resent you in July, it didn't go through. But I think that's because you said you changed your email. You put the Nolasco on the end of it. So maybe the one in July didn't get to you. But
I used to change my email. It didn't, it wasn't.
Yeah, in my system, I have some red notifications. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 emails that never got to you. And that was, all in July 25th, August 3rd, September 14th, and October 2nd. So those emails that the system tried to send you, they never went through. The ones that happened before July, they went through. So I don't know what might have happened, or if your inbox was full, or why those emails didn't get to you. Excuse me. But I have the new email on file now, and once you reactivate, I can send you a fresh link to help you get those reviews.
Okay, like I said to you, I just want to, like, send it to me, and so that way when I send to my classroom, they can see it, they can react to the page, you know.
Yes, of course. Yeah, we're going to send that to you right away, but we have to reactivate the account first.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, don't worry. You'll get it this time. I'll make sure that it gets to you, because, you know, I don't want the email to bounce back, so I'll stay on the phone and make sure it gets to you. But go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
It's 44-00.
Mm-hmm.
66
mm-hmm.
55
okay
26
okay
42 82 mm-hmm. 12
okay expiration
expiration date is 12/26
12/26 and the code on the back
196.
Okay. So I'm going to go through a voice verification recording with you, and then I'll create a new appointment for my technician to call you to go over your keywords and getting you set up. And what this says, Darren, is to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
What do you say, sorry?
Please state the name of your business. So it wants you to tell me DN Best Construction. That's still the name of the business, right?
Yeah, DN Best Construction.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. And then please state your name and title with the company.
What do you mean?
So it wants you to say, oh, Darren Nolasco owner, or whatever your title is with the company.
Darren Nolasco owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yeah, of course, only if they bring
okay.
me good service.
We will. We'll bring you good service. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yeah, like I said, just bring me good service. I don't care about money.
Of course, yeah. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What
so what that means is if you do anything else for your business online down the road, just let us know about it so we make sure it doesn't conflict with what we're doing for you, okay?
Like if I do what?
So let's say that another company calls you and they want to do something with your business online. You shouldn't have to do anything because we're covering the search engines, the directories, the website, the tracking number, the whole nine yards, right? But let's say that you want to do something else online for your business. Just let us know about it so we make sure it doesn't conflict with what we're doing for you, okay?
Oh, okay.
It just wants you to let us know. Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today to reactivate your account in the non-refundable amount of just $149. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the third day in the amount of $149. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So, I'm looking at the calendar, and I'm going to see. Let me just ask the head of that department if I need a... If I need a,
How old are you?
How old am I? Oh my gosh, I'm old. I have, 5 grandkids. I'm 53. How old are you?
I'm 22.
Oh my gosh, you know, I have a daughter that's 21. My youngest daughter, she's your age.
Really?
Yeah, that's so funny. Good for you. So you're a business owner and you're 22, so you're very ambitious.
Yes, I am.
I'm proud of you. That's great. I love it. I'm just asking
you. You sound like 27, 28.
Oh, you made my day. You're so sweet.
Really, that's how you sound like. Your voice is like 10, 28.
Oh, I love it. That's great. Thank you. Thank you for that. My 2 older daughters are older than that. I have a 32-year-old and a 33-year-old, too. And my son's 27. So...
Yeah, that's what it sounds like sounds like 27, 28, the most I can give you.
Well, while I wait for Caesar to respond to see if you need a new client interview or not, I'm going to send you that email that you said that you were promised before and you didn't get it, and I want to make sure that you get it. So... It's going to say, learn how to get more reviews, okay? Now, once this email gets to you, all you have to do is copy and paste it and send it to some of your past clients, and it will help you get some 5-star reviews on Google, okay? Now, the website on the Google listing is not active yet because we just reactivated your account. So give that, you know, another week or so. And the phone number that was on here, that might change because I don't know if we can get the same tracking number for you or not. But I'm going to request it, that if we can still get the same tracking number, we'll do that for you, okay?
But I want to make sure my name number will be on, when the people come on my page,
yes,
should be my phone number. So the tracking number,
okay.
Because when they explain to me before, we have another number behind your number, so that way when they try to call the number, it go through to your number. So
Okay. So what I'm going to do you want me to take off the tracking number and just have people call 781-354-0268? We can put your phone number. You want the tracking number.
No,
okay,
because,
that's what... Mm-hmm.
The tracking number is like it's another number separate by my number, right? When they try to call that number, it go through to my number.
Yes. Okay, so we'll keep the tracking number on there. And I have an appointment that I can have my technician call you at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, or 5 o'clock tonight. So what would work better? My technician's going to call you to go over the client interview, and I can even request a Spanish speaker if that's easier for you too.
They can call me like 2 o'clock, I think.
Let's do 2. Okay. So I'm going to book out an hour from 2 to 3 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 2:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for making my day, Jaron, and have a great rest of your week too, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. And my technician will call you later, so have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.